Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Maraming benepisyong hatid ang scented candles sa ating katawan. Nakakatulong ito na magpa-relax, magpakalma at mag-regulate ng ating mood. Ngunit alam niyo ba na hindi lahat ng kandila ay nakakabuti sa ating katawan? Ayon sa mga pag-aaral, ang mga kandilang gawa sa paraffin ay may dalang panganib sa ating kalusugan dahil sa toxic compounds na dala nito. Hindi din ito nakakabuti sa environment dahil ito ay isang non-renewable source at dahilan din ng paglala ng climate change. Kaya naman, misyon ng Pinay na magkapitbahay na sina Julie at Yvette mula sa Sydney na gumawa ng mga environment-friendly candles na gawa sa soy wax, na hindi lamang nakakatulong sa kalusugan ng mga tao, kundi nakakatulong din sa ating environment. Narito ang ating panayam. Kasama natin sa programa ang founder ng Wally Essence, all the way from Sydney, Julie Naranjo Labayog. Magandang araw sa iyo, Julie.
Magandang araw.
We all love a good candle, but a candle that's environment friendly, I'm sure mas love ito ng ating mga tagapakinig. Bago tayo dumako sa kwento kung bakit naisip mong pumasok sa eco-friendly candles, tell us, Julie, paano nabuo ang negosyo at bakit scented candles?
Bale, may neighbor ako, ang pangalan niya si Yvette. So we both live in a suburb called Walleye Creek. So that's why we named it as Walleye Essence. So Yvette and I regularly meet to either have a meal together or paint together. Tapos nung Christmas, she gave me a candle as a present. After I opened the gift, I told her how I love the gift that she gave me. And that's how we learned that we both love candles pala. So it was a light bulb moment kasi I told her we regularly buy candles, like good quality candles overseas. Kasi we just moved here and I don't know most of the brands. So we have a particular brand that we love, and then we regularly buy it overseas. So that was a light bulb moment for us. Na kasi sabi niya, oh, since we both love candles, why don't we start a candle business? So yun, we decided na. Yeah, so we tried to do some research and we found out that candles is like we thought that it's easy to make, and you know, with a small capital only, we can start the business now. But yeah, so we made like a business plan, we did research, and also started to enroll in a class. So kaya yon, nag-start yung candle business namin.
Wow. Okay, so it's called Walleye kasi Walleye ang pangalan ng suburb. Walleye,
yes,
Essence.
That's right. Ah. Yeah, the suburb is Walleye Creek, and that's why we named it as Walleye Essence.
Ah, okay, that's good. At tanong ko lang, detalye, yes, ng inyong pag-start ng negosyo, magkano yung naging capital sa pagsimula ninyo?
We started at 500 first each, and then we nagdagdag na naman kami ng around about $400 each. So mga tigna 900 each kami for it to start.
Okay, so parang around $2,000. Kayo mismo ang gumagawa from scratch ng inyong mga scented candles. So alam natin, Julie, na yung pagtatayo ng negosyo is hindi ganun kadali. Akala ng iba, madali lang, benta-benta lang, pero merong mga kakambal na mga paghihirap sa simula. So ano yung mga naging struggles sa paglunsad ng negosyo?
That's right, no? We thought nga na, sige, candles na lang kasi madali lang siyang gawin. Kasi once we enrolled, parang, okay, ginagawa na natin yung candles, pero hindi pala ganun kasi yes, we know how to make candles, pero once you start doing it on your own, the wax na we use has different properties kasi, so it can, you know, it can set differently, hindi mo ma-achieve, especially if you go for really quality, hindi mo ma-achieve yung talagang desired quality na gusto mo. So maraming mga sleepless nights, marami kaming say tapon din, so talagang medyo mahal din siya kasi we need to really create na kung ano talaga yung base sa standard na gusto namin talaga. So mahirap siya in the sense na kailangan mong i-learn talaga kung paano yung tamang timpla. You know what I mean? So, yun.
Okay. Ano ba usually yung process ng paggawa ng kandila? Siguro in a brief explanation, paano ba siya ginagawa?
Sure. So, yung paggawa ng kandila is basically imimelt mo yung wax. So, for us, we use natural soy wax. So, imimelt mo yun at a specific temperature and then you add the fragrance and then ipupour mo siya into the vessel. So, we use the glass vessels which can be also upcycled. And then we leave it undisturbed for a couple of hours for it to solidify and then and we also cure it up to 2 weeks before we sell it kasi para mas ma-enhance yung scent niya.
So, yes. Maramihan ba yung mga pinoproduce niyo?
Small batches kasi yung ginagawa namin para ma-maintain talaga namin yung quality. So, normally, we only make 20 candles per schedule. So, hindi kami we don't do it every day. We do it once a week para stock kami. Kasi when we launched the business, we really wanted to start before February 14 for Valentine's. Kaya lang, when we launched the business, nagkaubusan ng stock. So, hindi namin in-expect yung overwhelming response ng mga tao. So, kaya ngayon, parang nagsischedule na lang kami to make candles na mas marami-rami konti. And then we can stock it kasi we need at least 2 weeks pa before we can sell them.
That only shows na talagang gusto ng mga tao ang mga scented candles, hindi ba? Kasi parang sa first nyo pa lang na pag-launch, talagang paubusan na agad.
Yes, that's right. Maganda naman yung feedback kasi mostly it can be given as a gift for special occasions. At the same time, pwede rin pang personal use.
What's good is that you make toxic-free and environment-friendly scented candles. So, Julie, ano ba yung kaibahan nito sa mga regular candles na mabibili natin sa merkado?
So, yung regular candles, mostly, they're made of paraffin wax. Yun yung mga common and most popular because it is cheap. It's a cheap alternative, but yung paraffin kasi is made from petroleum, which can when you burn it, it can be toxic. So it can release harmful toxins and fumes, and of course it will pollute the air and cause harmful effects to the body. So yung ginagamit naman namin is yung natural soy wax. Yun yung magandang klase because it is very sustainable. It's made from soybeans, so it's environmental friendly. And hindi lang yun, kasi when you burn the soy wax, it burns cleaner. Wala siyang yung tinatawag nating soot or yung parang abo. Wala siyang ganon. So it's clean and it's also burns longer kasi matagal siyang maubos compare mo sa just regular wax.
At bakit naman mas nag-lean kayo towards eco-friendly products? Is it because you really want to help the environment? Ganun ba yung mission ninyo?
Both for the environment and for the users kasi like I said, we both love candles and we want to offer something na we don't only benefit from it but also the environment as well. Kaya naisip namin talaga na we have to make sure that it's really something good not only for the people who will use it but also for the environment.
You already mentioned yung effects ng regular candle versus soy candle. So, I assume meron din kayong mga respective roles sa business ninyo, no? Kayo ni Yvette. So, ano yung papel mo at ano naman yung papel ni Yvette?
Yeah, I manage the social media accounts. Ako naman sa start ng business, ako ang nag-design ng logo, ng website, and with the help of my husband, siya lang din yung gumawa ng website namin. Si Yvette naman is into sales and magaling talaga siya doon. So, yun yung forte niya. Kaya siya sa sales and marketing. But for the production, both of us make the candles.
Sa tingin mo ba, Julie, nakatulong sa inyong negosyo na magkapitbahay kayo ni Yvette at the same time, magkaibigan?
Yes, nakatulong talaga siya kasi we normally make the candles after work. So, late na talaga pag natapos siya sa work. Medyo late na kami nakakapag-start. So, it's good na magkapitbahay lang kami kasi at least kahit na late kaming matapos, okay pa rin kasi
malapit lang yung uuwian mo.
Yes. Nandito lang din kami. So, it's good kasi also we are friends eh. Kasi hindi lang naman sa business side. Nag-uusap lang kami regularly. Not, not about business, but we just talk about our personal stuff. So, mm-hmm. it's good kaya nga sabi namin, oh, when we do this business, we have to make sure na hindi tayo mag-aaway, ha?
So, dapat walang kampuhan. I think mahalaga, no, na talagang may relasyon yung magka-partner sa negosyo para mag-work din yung negosyo nila. And in your case, I think it's working, which is really good. Ito naman, Julie, pahabol, mm-hmm. ano naman yung payo mo? I'm sure meron tayong mga, let's say, ina o mga siguro na international student o mga housewife there na nagpaplano din pumasok ng negosyo. Ano yung siguro yung pinakapayo mo sa kanila sakaling gusto nilang pumasok sa pagnenegosyo?
Siguro, first is you have to address the excuses. Kasi minsan, marami tayong mga plans, marami tayong gusto. Like, gusto ko talaga magtayo ng business, but you never get to start it kasi you are burdened with a lot of excuses and, you know, fears of failure. So, like, sa money, sa time, and all that. So, I think it is good na you have to address it. You have to start it. Don't be scared to start it. And because you'll never know how it will turn out unless you try.
Julie Labayog mula sa Walleye Essence.
Like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.